he looks like he's barely even sentient, at the same time that our president is sitting there with his eyes closed.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, welcome back.
I am on the ballot because in a real sense he is. If we were to lose the midterms, heaven forbid, these Democrats, y'all, impeachment's not even the big concern. They will turn every committee of Congress into an investigative body, and they'll go after the president's family, the cabinet, his donors, and friends. Half of you in this room will be targeted. I run the protection program. I'll take care of you, okay? We're going to win. We're going to win the midterm, okay?
All right. That was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson speaking at the Freedom Coalition only moments before a tired, drowsy Trump took the stage, embarrassed himself, then later on kicked reporters out of the Oval Office because they were asking him too tough of questions. But what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was laying out there doesn't even sound too bad. It's actually the proper mechanism by which an oversight committee or Congress investigates corruption. And Lord knows, this has been the most corrupt administration in American history. Donald Trump's family deserves to be investigated, whether it's Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump in this Albanian island that I've been talking about in my videos, or whether it's about Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and their crypto venture and drone venture and the $4 billion that Trump himself has gained from these cryptocurrency ventures. But I digress. In this video, I want to talk about the corruption seen in our government. We need to keep calling it out. And I want to talk about the failing Iran war that we need to keep calling out. If you appreciate these truthful videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We're growing very quickly. We're building a nice team of young people around us just pushing for a better America. So your support genuinely means a lot. Let's start off with this quick clip of Donald Trump saying at the Freedom Coalition that he cannot tell a lie, which ironically, in and of itself, is a lie.
Task Force just produced a new documentary revealing the abuses of religious freedom that they uncovered. It's called By Dawn's Early Light, and it's out right now, and it's really supposed to be. I have not seen it. I cannot tell a lie. I have not seen it. Task Force just produced.
He's standing in front of a room full of Republican politicians trying to sell them on a documentary that he himself hasn't seen, and then he ends off his sentence by saying, I cannot tell a lie, which everyone in that room damn well knows is a complete lie. I mean, he lies about the Iran war in the clip that I'm going to show you in just a few minutes before getting angsty and just kicking everybody out of the room. He lied about the timeline of this war. This is a really easy one. He lied and said it would be 4 to 6 weeks long, and now we are on day 118 of this failed war, and we do have some breaking news that we learned while Donald Trump was speaking at the Freedom Coalition. That breaking news is that at least 3 explosions were heard near Sirik in the Hormozgan province of southern Iran. Since then, it has been confirmed that the U.S. has carried out limited strikes in southern Iran in retaliation to the Iranian drone strikes in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday, which was a retaliation for Israel continuing to strike Beirut and invading southern Lebanon. So Israel and the United States have broken the Memorandum of Understanding. The ceasefire no longer exists in any meaningful way. They can still call it a ceasefire because they'll lie, as Trump does, but it is not a ceasefire. We'll get to that in just one moment, but here is Donald Trump saying that he'd be the best communist in history, which he's essentially saying he'd be great at selling bullshit, which he is.
Communism is very easy to sell. It destroys everything, but it's very easy. I'll be honest. I think I'd be the greatest communist in history. I'd give free rent. Ladies and gentlemen, from now on, you don't have to pay any rent. From now on, anybody wants a house, don't worry about it. Just pick the house you want. Everybody gets free food. Everything is free from this point forward. Everyone's going to vote for me. The problem is,
listen, I'm not a communist by any definition of the word, but I would much rather have people who are vulnerable being able to have basic needs than whatever the hell reality Trump is pushing for, where Elon Musk is unilaterally allowed to buy off elections while Americans my age can't even get a job or can't even buy a house. When Americans my age go to college and are so much so in debt that they are now depressed and crippled due to that and don't know how to find a job on the market, it's so, so common, and it's happening across the country due to this wealth inequality that has been created. But let's go to the topic of Iran for just one moment. Donald Trump was sleeping in the Oval Office with Dr. Phil behind him, and at this very moment, the United States was carrying out limited strikes on Iran. The reason why this war is continuing is a very simple reason. The United States is weak. We know that we're weak, and we're playing a very, very weak hand. Iran, on the other hand, has just enough leverage via the Strait of Hormuz to continue stringing us along and demanding concessions. For example, Iran decided to put a poison pill in the Memorandum of Understanding. And I say poison pill because it's something that was intended to be used as a weapon later on. So they said that Israel has to withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon and stop striking. We all know that's not going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war-mongering, war criminal who will continue to wage war because he is politically incentivized to do so, and he doesn't care about human dignity. So he's going to continue to strike and invade southern Lebanon. Due to that very fact, Iran can then at any moment continue to escalate and justify and then grab concession after concession from the United States, therefore maximally humiliating this administration. The reason I say this is because Trump got very angsty when he was asked about this, but on top of that, he's sleeping while these strikes are going on. We have a drowsy, old, corrupt president who's rigging institutions in his favor, going from event to event to event so he can ramble and rave and then never actually do anything for the American people. Look at this. Let me play for you this clip of Trump sleeping in the Oval Office.
Party of our witnesses said that they were attacked and punished. And what was used against them was one phrase that's not in the Constitution. And that phrase is separation of church and state. The left has used that one phrase that was one line out of one of hundreds of letters by Thomas Jefferson to batter and hammer people of faith for the last 70 to 80 years.
Okay, holy shit, there is so much going on in this clip. If I weren't so distracted by our senile president sleeping in the Oval Office, I almost would have missed what Dan Patrick was saying in the background. He sounds like a pastor on meth who is a raw Christian nationalist and doesn't want to hide it anymore. It sounds like he's some random pastor that Trump dragged in from the street, right? But this is the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick. Listen again closely to what he's saying about the separation of church and state. It is scary, scary shit.
Attacked and punished, and what was used against them was one phrase that's not in the Constitution, and that phrase is separation of church and state. The left has used that one phrase that was one line out of one of hundreds of letters by Thomas Jefferson to batter and hammer people of faith for the last 70 to 80 years.
Oh my God, it gets even worse on a third wash through. Dr. Phil also looks like he's starting to fall asleep during this. Look at this guy. I'm going to mute it for 1 second. This is Dr. Phil during this too. Bro, he looks like he's barely even sentient at the same time that our president is sitting there with his eyes closed. And somehow still, the worst part about this clip is the actual substance of what Dan Patrick is saying, trying to undermine the separation of church and state, saying it's not really a real concept. All the while, Trump and them are justifying a war against the Iranian regime on the basis that they are too radical to have nukes because there's no separation of church and state. It seems a little bit hypocritical. I mean, I don't want Christian nationalists running our government with nuclear weapons. That sounds scary as hell. To continue right here, this brings us on to the final clip that kind of perfectly ties it in a bow. Remember when Trump said earlier that he cannot tell a lie? Well, he lies in this clip. Remember when Trump said the Iran war would be 4 to 6 weeks long? Well, we are on day 118 and we're still carrying out limited strikes in the country of Iran. Remember when Donald Trump said he would be a good communist in this video because he's good at selling bullshit? Well, he tries to sell bullshit in this clip, and it's all tied together with Ben Carson, with Dan Patrick, with Dr. Phil, and with Trump all sitting there like stooges.
How about a couple of quick questions?
On Iran, Mr. President, you said that Iran violated the ceasefire. Yeah. Will they face any consequences?
Well, you'll find out.
Do you consider the ceasefire to still be in place?
I don't like the fact that they took a shot yesterday. Actually, four. We knocked down three at a ship. Not an allied ship, but a ship, a very expensive ship. And it was fine, but it took a little beating. They shouldn't be doing that. So you'll find out.
He keeps saying you'll find out. What he means is while this was happening, there were explosions in southern Iran because the war is continuing.
Bon, what is your message to Iran?
When I respond, you're going to find out.
Sir, why do you think they did that if the talks, you've said repeatedly they're going well? What do you think the motivation is for Iran in attacking the ship?
They're a little bit different. That's why I think of it. 47 years, no president did what we're doing.
No president got into an idiotic war that cost us like hundreds of billions of dollars and got nothing out of it. I think other presidents have done this. I think multiple other Republican presidents have done this. Donald Trump then only takes questions for about a minute longer, rants on, then closes down this press conference after only 90 seconds of questions in total. He literally takes questions for barely any time and then says, all right, everybody, thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And everybody rushes out of the room because he's so incredibly drowsy.
So you just asked a question. You'll find out. Okay. I think we had enough. This is so important. I want to have it stand on its own.
Dude, wait, no. I just realized he only took 40 seconds of questions there. And then he says, I think that's enough. Then he rants on for a minute about random stuff and kicks everybody out of the room.
It has gone up like a rocket ship over the last year, year and a half. And I'm very honored to be sitting here. Maybe I had something to do with it. But they've made some very strong recommendations. And now we have to convince people to adhere by those regulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, guys. Thank you, press. Thank you, press. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back in, President.
Yeah, I can't tell what's more embarrassing here. The fact that Dr. Phil is standing behind him, barely sentient. The fact that Trump himself fell asleep. The fact that Dan Patrick is talking about separation of church and state being fake. Or the fact that Ben Carson exists in the first place. At the end of the day, we're all in this together. I mean, as Americans, we are all pushing back on an administration that is getting us into a new endless war, which Iran is just like completely dog walking us in. I've made many videos explaining the strategy that Iran is taking. I find it rather interesting, this negotiation process, because we are losing. It makes the JCPOA look so good. Like, a lot of these Obama-Iran deal defenders have had a hard time for the past decade trying to justify the JCPOA after Trump tore it up because, you know, they just felt beat down. But now they are absolutely vindicated in the largest way possible. Obama's joint comprehensive plan of action was so great. It had multiple stages, and Trump tore it up before stage one even got to be, you know, incorporated. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. It means a lot. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.